My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I just had my first taste of shoe fly pie. Have you ever had shoe fly pie?
From where? Shoe fly. Who made
it? Dad brought it back from Amish country.
Oh, so no, I've never had it.
That's another trip we got to get into. I guess we're going to get into that one later. That one sounded like a disaster.
So you had a lot of stress. EB missed it. You had a lot of stress about your trip. And Cakes and I mocked you because you said you were getting picked up by Chariots for Hire and you were flying first class. You weren't going on the private jet. You were flying first class.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Thank you, Carl.
Morning, somebody tweeted us and said, you won't believe this. And I don't know if it's true or not. You never confirmed that I sent you a text asking. You never confirmed it. But somebody tweeted us and said, oh, you guys are going to have so much material because Jason's flight was delayed by an hour and 41 minutes. I don't know how the guy like nailed it.
How did these guys find out? Did I say on air?
I guess you must have said
what time I was flying.
No, but you said you were flying.
What airline I was flying? Did I say that?
Internet sleuth. So the guy said.
Couldn't believe it.
You can tell me. He said, Jason's flight to Phoenix delayed for almost 2 hours. His flight then from Phoenix to Monterey, that only happens 3 times a week. So he's screwed.
He pretty much nailed it.
He did.
And I don't know how he found out what flight I was on. I must have said it on air. I must have said what airlines was on American. I must have said what time I was leaving. I must have said I was flying into Phoenix and then connecting to Monterey. But I got unlucky and then I got lucky. I was unlucky because when I boarded the plane,
which is Thursday, right?
Wednesday night.
That's right.
I boarded the plane, and then as I'm boarding, you know, as we're boarding, a big storm cell comes in right over the airport.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I was looking on the weather map. It wasn't all over the DC metro area. It was just literally right on top of Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So we were delayed for about 40 minutes based on that. Pilot came on the radio and said, we're delayed. They're not letting flights go or come in right now. Shouldn't take long. The storm just cleared out. I mean, it was fine. And then we heard flights taking off around us for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pilot said, look, we've been cleared for takeoff. We're ready to go. We just don't have the personnel. He asked for the ramp personnel. I don't know what ramp personnel means. Mm-hmm. Are those the guys that kind of guide you out of the gate?
I assume sounds like it.
All right. So whatever. They weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Reagan National is a complete nightmare. There's nothing seamless about it. I hate that airport. But so we were waiting for these workers, ramp personnel,
mm-hmm.
before we could take off and leave the gate.
So you've now been inside the plane for an hour and a half.
40 minutes for the weather delay and then an hour on top of that because they just didn't have these guys that they needed. So it was an hour and 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I told the flight attendant, look, I got a connection in Phoenix at whatever time it was. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, it's not looking good. And I said, well, what does that mean? He goes, well, you're probably either going to have to spend the night in the airport, or you're going to have to go find a hotel and spend the night in Phoenix and then catch a flight to Monterey the next day. Mm-hmm. But I looked at the flights to Monterey the next day, mm-hmm. and they were all later than my tee time, because mm-hmm. we were playing Spyglass the next day at noon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, all right, so your tee times, because you were going to go to Napa, your tee times were Thursday and Friday?
Tee times were Thursday at Spyglass, Pebble on Friday, and Pebble on Saturday. And I was leaving Sunday to go to Napa. So, you know, we finally get in the air an hour and 41 minutes after the planned takeoff, the scheduled takeoff. And, yeah, I'm freaking out because I figured I'm not going to be able to get to Monterey in time for the first
takeoff. Was the rest of your group on your flight? Or were you the only one from the golf trip?
They went on an earlier flight.
They're already there.
They're already there. And since I had to work, I couldn't leave until 5:30.
Right.
I mean, I could have taken off on Wednesday, but I hate taking off just for a travel day.
Right. And it would have been two foursomes, right?
Two foursomes. Yes.
Eight of you.
We have eight of us. So, so fast forward, the flight attendant comes up to me about 40 minutes before we land in Phoenix and says, you know what? The connection is getting in a little bit later into Phoenix. Ooh. So you might get lucky. And I said, what do you mean I'm going to get lucky? He goes, you got about a 30% chance of making that flight. So
and you need to make that flight or you're going to miss your tee time.
I'm not going to get to Monterey, the Pebble Beach, until
later on
Thursday.
Is there any way you could rent a car or something to drive? Or is it way too far? I have no
idea. From
where?
From Phoenix?
Yeah, I have no idea how far the drive is.
Phoenix
like 8 hours or something?
Phoenix to Napa Valley?
I have no idea.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So about 40 minutes before, the flight attendant comes on and says, all right, you might have an outside shot of getting in. We land. The flight attendant gets on the intercom and says, anybody who does not have a connection, please stay seated.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of people that do have connections and they need to get to those flights.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when we land, everybody gets up because mm-hmm. no one cares.
It'd be about an 11-hour drive.
Okay.
It's possible, but 11 right. hours.
Well, I don't know where I'm going, middle of the night.
Yeah. You know? I know you don't. But could you have flown to San Francisco and then drove? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
I could have.
Yeah.
But it probably wouldn't have worked out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you were in first class, so it didn't matter that everybody stood up, right?
Right. But there were still five people in front of me. I'm going, excuse me. I'm trying to get to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the door is taking forever to open.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I get out of the plane and I get into the terminal.
Are you running?
I'm running.
O.J. Simpson.
It's just right across the mm-hmm. terminal from the gate we were at. So I get to the terminal and it says boarding closed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I said, OMG.
Is the door closed?
Everything. It just says boarding closed. And I went up to the girl and I says, I'm supposed to catch a flight to Monterey. She goes, oh, yeah, that flight's late. Boarding closed was for the flight before that.
Oh, you got hooked.
And I said,
because they had a delay.
So then I got lucky. They had a delay too. So I got lucky. I was able to make that flight into Monterey and I didn't miss that flight. But
so you got in late.
It looked bad. I got in at midnight. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. But you still got there.
Yeah. But I mean, I was stressed out for 3.5 hours, 4 hours on the flight to Phoenix.
Hmm.
I still can't believe someone knew that. It's crazy.
I mean, they sent like flight logs and everything. I don't know.
Yeah. So
you didn't do any gummies on the flight or anything,
no,
right? Because you were by yourself.
Didn't do any gummies.
Did you do gummies when you got there?
I had one gummy, and I can't remember what day it was. I think it was on Saturday.
Did it knock the poop out of you or no? It was so small. It was
a 10 milligram. I said I was only going to eat the 5 milligram. I ate the 10 milligram.
Uh-oh.
And I felt it.
You did.
Yeah. And it was right before dinner.
Uh-huh.
But it was fine. I only did the one.
Gummies, huh?
Oh, they like the gummies. They like them.
Did anybody get stupid?
Not necessarily from the gummies, but
from drinking.
Yeah. I mean, we played Spyglass on. Oh, I got a story for Spyglass. So Spyglass, we played at noon on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and so. You know, we wanted to get breakfast before we played. So we went up to this place called The Gallery. Now, The Gallery, if you've ever been to Pebble Beach, is this breakfast spot on the second floor of all the shops there at Pebble. And it overlooks the putting green and it overlooks the number one mm-hmm. tee box at Pebble Beach. It's a great spot. So we walk into The Gallery at like 10 a.m. to have some breakfast. First person I see, who do you think it is?
Jim Nantz.
Nope. It's your favorite Redskins coach ever.
Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera.
Nice.
Wow. Ron Rivera is the first person I see. He's just sitting there at the check-in, you know, waiting for a table. So I went up to Ron.
Oh, no.
I said, what's up, Ron? How you doing? You don't know me, but, you know, I told him my name. And I said, remember the radio show you did a couple years ago every Monday? Yeah. Do we have them on Mondays?
I don't know.
I said every Monday. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So he remembered that. He just didn't know me by face or by name.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a butt nice guy, man. I know he's a terrible coach. He did a terrible job. But we were talking about he's from Pebble Beach. He grew up in Monterey.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was asking him about his house and where does he live and how long you been there. Are you going to play today? He said, no, I'm going to go play the Hay. The Hay is Tiger Woods' little nine-hole course.
Uh-huh.
But he's just a nice dude.
Yeah, I met him at that event where, was it Bones? I remember I did like a Q&A with Bones. Phil Mickelson's caddy.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Ron Rivera was there. And
yes.
What nice guy.
Everybody
is.
I just thought says it feels awesome. Nice
I just thought it was funny. That was the first person I saw on Thursday morning.
Did you see anybody
morning.
Else? You didn't see any famous chefs? Did you bump into Scotty?
Scotty Cameron. I didn't see Scotty Cameron. I did see, and only golf fans and PGA Tour fans would appreciate this, but in Napa Valley, I stayed at this place called the Silverado Resort.
Mm-hmm.
Silverado Resort is where the PGA Tour hosts an event every September. Thigala won it last year. Max Homa won it the year before. The name of the tournament's changed over the last couple of years. But my wife and daughters and I went out to walk the golf course early in the morning one day. And we walked the back nine, so I knew there wasn't going to be any players out there. That was at 8:30 in the morning. There's no players out there yet. And a golf cart's coming behind me as we're walking. And he goes, excuse me. I said, oh, how you doing? Just want to make sure you guys know you're walking the golf course. Watch out for balls.
Huh.
This guy had a ball retriever in his hand. You know, one of those long poles. I said, oh, my God, Johnny Miller. I said, Johnny, what's up, buddy? And so we talked to Johnny.
Why the hell does he have a ball retriever?
I don't know.
He's just killing time doing his morning walk. Is just picking up golf balls or something?
Well, yeah, he was in the golf cart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he was looking for balls.
You see a shiny Pro V1, you're going to grab that.
It's Johnny Miller. I've even heard of him.
Johnny Miller did, you know, NBC golf coverage forever. He won two majors. He won a U.S. Open. He finished tied for second at the Masters three times. I mean, Johnny Miller is a huge name.
Right. I'm assuming he's super rich.
Like, where was he again?
He lives in Pebble Beach, but he's got a condo at Silverado, which happened to be right next to the condo that we rented.
Maybe he's out of Bendover. He's got to get his balls out.
I don't know. It was just funny.
No, he probably, you know how people have just their morning rituals and you're older. He probably walks around and picks up golf balls.
He might.
Balls.
He might have. I just thought it was funny.
Maybe he gives them to his grandkids or something.
But out of all the people, you know, I didn't know that he obviously lived. I didn't know he lived in Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that he had a condo at Silverado. It was the one right next to us. Saw him every day.
Was he butt nice or was he prickly?
He's a nice guy. He's kind of nice guy, but a little bit prickly.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's like 76, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 77.
How does he walk? Is his walk hurting? Or does he walk good?
Yeah, he seemed to be okay.
Yeah.
He seemed
How many
right.
days were you in Napa then? Did you bounce
from Pebble Beach on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, left Sunday. Got my man Carl hooked me up with a driver on Sunday morning. It took 3 hours to get to Napa. From Pebble Beach.
And then did you hit a bunch of... My cousin said he was going to send you recommendations. He never did.
Look, Napa...
Did you go to a bunch of different
wineries?
We went
to four, but my youngest daughter's not a big drinker, and she likes to just sip on wine. So after about the second one, she was just kind of done with it.
Yeah.
But I got to thank my man Matt Carlin, who owns Metropolitan Hospitality. He set me up with three really nice ones, and those wine tastings are not cheap. Because if you sit there for an hour and a half, they're not cheap per person. And he hooked it. And
I mean, the scenery is beautiful, right? Did you appreciate
it? Scenery's great, and it's different because it's just vineyards. This is grapes everywhere.
Yeah.
grapes. And all of the wines you see when you go through the Harris Teeter, you see all these wines in the wine. I saw all of those wineries. Stag's Leap. I saw Stag's Leap.
Yeah.
I should have taken a picture and sent it
to you. You should have. That's my new jam.
But we went to Aonair, which was awesome. It was in the middle of the hills. Took forever to get up there. We went to Duckhorn, which is awesome. We went to Silverado, which was awesome. We went to Camus.
Mm-hmm.
Camus is a pretty big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But 5 days is probably too much to be out in Napa, to be honest with you. It was fine just because I'd never been out there.
Yeah, what else do you do?
Go to dinner.
I should have bought my clubs.
With a ton of golf courses?
Well, I was staying right there. There's 36 holes right at Silverado.
Yeah.
I could have played golf, but I'd already shipped my clubs back.
Yeah, but you don't want to leave your wife and daughters.
Yeah, they could have ridden around with me. It would have been fine. Uh-huh. There was a bunch of people just playing by themselves or people, you know, walking with them. But there's just not much to do. You go to the winery. You go to the winery, and then you go to a restaurant.
Right.
And you spend, you know, $250.
Aren't you sick of eating out, like, by the end of the trip? You can't wait to kind of get home.
I ate too much red meat. At Pebble, I had short rib filet.
It's fine. It's good.
I mean, it was good. It was good, but it was freaking, it was just too much red meat. But Napa was fine. Pebble was awesome. And my room at Casa Palmero, which is the little hotel we stayed at Pebble. Raphael has a place. Had its own hot tub. So huge bathroom, huge living room. And you walk out the back door on the patio, hot tub.
Right.
Individual hot tub. I was in it 6 times a day.
Right.
It was awesome.
Man, that you lived like EB.
Man.
No fun with the wife in the hot tub.
She wasn't there. That was at Pebble. She wasn't there. But
maybe Carl.
Yeah, Carl.
No wonder he got a driver for a 3-hour trip to Napa.
Yeah, that was he took care of everything, man. He was unbelievable. But it was fun. But 9 days away, it was a lot.
I'm sure you were psyched.
And
when
the flight back was awful because I was in row 30.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't give you the commoner. He didn't give you the first class on the way back.
No, because I was flying back with the girls. Yeah, he just flew me out one way. And no, I did not fly first class on the way back.
Right,
but it was overall a good trip. But it's good to be back.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
And on Saturday we were the very first tee time at Pebble.
Mm-hmm.
It was dark.
Did you
our
feel
tee time
pressure?
Was at 6:20. Right?
You worried you were going to fall off the cliff?
You couldn't see anything.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you can't tee off until 6:20 because they know exactly when the sun comes up. And the other guys that I was with are doing double Bloody Marys at like 5:45.
Right.
I said, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
How can you drink double Bloody Marys at 5:45?
They're conscious by the 18th hole.
I mean, they are, but they're hammered by, 9 o'clock.
Right.
We got to be playing horrible golf by that point.
Do you feel pressure when you're the first one off? Because you don't want to slow down the whole golf course. Do you feel pressure?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It was just us. It was we had 6:20 and 6:30.
You could definitely hit breakfast balls.
Yeah, we had 6:20 and 6:30.
I know, so but you have guys behind you, though. The whole
we played quick.
You played quick, no problem.
Oh, yeah, we played quick. So my man Carl likes to play in about three and a half hours. So
oh, just, really?
We played quick.
You guys fly.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. Well, sounds like a great trip.
All right. Well, you're back and NFL's back. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll talk more NFL and wondering, after watching the Commanders in the first preseason game and watching Jaden Daniels look pretty damn good, are your expectations shifting for this team? We'll tackle that next here on The Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.